Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. Isn't that right, Kathy Houston?
As always.
As always. Kathy, did you miss us last week when we were not on the show?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I was here.
Yeah, you were. But me.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Me and Michelle weren't, so it wasn't really a show.
You know what? I was here, sweetie.
Oh, it was a show.
Obviously, I wasn't listening. So, did you miss me last week? Is pretty much all.
And my answer is still no.
Of course you did. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited because we have a special caller.
We'll get to that in a little while. Joe Haley, how are you?
Oh, great, Andy.
Fresh from New York City.
Fresh. That's right. I'm fresh from New York City. I did take a shower. Yeah.
Well, that's
I'm fresh. Good. That makes me fresh.
It's very good to know.
I forgot to brush my teeth.
Uh-oh.
But I did. I just did it. I just didn't.
Under the category of too much information from Joe Haley. Thank you very much. All right. As I said, we do have a great show planned. We're going to be talking about how to generate sales by building your personal brand. So if you have any questions or comments about building your own personal brand and how to translate that into actual sales, give us a ring today at 215-953-4979. And Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you?
Well, let's start them off with a $25 Visa gift card. We're also going to give you ASI radio host finger puppets so you can play ASI radio back in your office. And we're going to throw in a Joe Show key tag. So great prize pack today, Andy.
Sounds like a plan. I hope that many listeners are playing ASI radio
really?
Back in their offices. That would be awesome.
I want to really know if these people actually get all these things.
We do.
They do.
Carol
yeah, Carol comes to my office to get them.
Well, Kathy, maybe if you'd called in, you'd see.
Thought we were making false promises.
Andy, you're forgetting a few people.
We also have Mina on the switchboard and Vinny getting ready to take your calls today. As I said, give Vinny a ring at 215-953-4979. He'd be happy to talk to you and hang out with you on the phone. Joe, what else do we have planned for you today?
Well, Kathy's going to take a look at mistakes leaders make that scare employees to death. Very dramatic. Three signs you're amazing, and that's in quotes, company culture actually sucks. And surprisingly, Andy's not going to mix that rundown. What really attracts millennials to a job? We have a look at that. Great sales lessons your mom taught you, because Sunday was Mother's Day. Happy
That's
Mother's
right.
Day to all the moms who are listening. And Kathy, happy Mother's Day, Kathy.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Great sales. We have news of the weird. Rent a nerd, get a tattoo, and get a raise. We also have our favorite things, but let's start the show off with industry news in 60 seconds, Andy.
I'm so confused. All right, we begin this morning with top 40 financial news. Distributor firm Innerworkings announced revenues of $204.3 million for the first quarter of 2013, an increase of 8.4% over last year. The company also reaffirmed its full year 2013 revenue guidance of between $900 and $930 million. On to industry personnel news now. Canadian top 40 distributor Brand Alliance has named Mark Roy as its new CEO. Roy, who left fellow Canadian top 40 distributor Accolade Promotional Group as CEO 3 years ago, will assume the CEO position at Brand Alliance as of May 27th. More financial news now. Top 40 distributor Boundless Network announced record first quarter results in revenue and bookings. The company had a 23% increase in revenue and 27% increase in bookings from Q1 2012. General economic news. Small business loan approvals jumped to an all-time high of 16.8% at big banks in April, according to Biz2Credit Index. Year-over-year, approvals at big banks are up more than 50%. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We're going to be looking at finalists for Counselor Product Design Awards, and the category today is desk accessories.
All right. Make sure to check that out and definitely vote in the Counselor Product Design Awards. I believe that this week is the last week for that, so get your vote in before time is out. Okay, as I said, we're soon going to be taking your calls regarding how to generate sales by building your own personal brand. If you have any questions about that, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. But before we do that, we're going to go to, where is Leighton on line one? Leighton Lee is calling in to give us our product safety minute for this week. Leighton, how are you today?
Doing well. I'm sorry I missed everybody while they were away last week because I was gone too. So we're all having a reunion this morning.
Well, Leighton, it turned out that I was the only one missing.
Were you with Leighton?
Leighton, I was not with Leighton. Although he was probably somewhere nicer than I was. All right, Leighton, what's on tap for today's Product Safety Minute?
Well, it has has to do with social compliance. As all of us have been reading in the press, the big Bangladesh factory collapse of 3 weeks ago, that has resulted very sadly in a death toll of now at 1,127 who have perished, has really caused a tremendous ripple effect down all consumer product segments of the industry. And we are already feeling it in the promo products world. A tremendous number of major brands, the end buyers that we all cater to, directly or indirectly, have been increasing their vigilance through documentation, through oversight, through documented demands or demands for documented proof that the factories that we use as suppliers and those direct, distributors who go direct, we all have to prove that these factories are compliant with the local regulations. But more than that, there's demand now, increasing demand for proof of building permits. So the auditors are now mandated to pull up copies of all the building permits for these factories. Now, most of us don't do business, except perhaps some of the distributors and suppliers who are in the apparel trade. Most of us don't do business in Bangladesh because the vast majority of our products still come from China. But there are ripple effects going into China. So be very, very ready for the increased scrutiny of these factories. So what do distributors and suppliers need to do? This is the most important thing, in my mind, is this is now the time for distributors and suppliers to really team up together and work together. Distributors need to check with their suppliers so that the suppliers can work with their factories. And those three parties need to work hand in hand to have the available information. Be ready when those inquiries come. Because we talk about, you know, Joe, you talked about earlier as you opened the show about building your personal brand. This is a key point for distributors in building your personal brand and increasing your sales and revenue. Be ready for those questions from those distributors about social compliance and factory safety, no matter where your factories are located. And that's my too much information product safety minute for the morning.
All right, Leighton, thanks very much for the call and for your time here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
be well.
Leighton.
All right, as we said before, we are going to begin taking your calls now regarding the topic of how to build your personal brand and how to turn that into actual sales. We have a few callers on the line. On line three, we have Brad White. Brad, how are you today?
Hey, guys. How's everybody in there?
Hey, Brad. We're good.
Doing good.
Hey, Brad.
So you do some personal brand building. What do you do to turn that into sales?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, is it true that I get finger puppets?
Oh, yeah. No, you get a whole package of stuff.
That is the best news I've had all day. Yeah, thank you.
It's going to come in the mail after the show
Poor
today.
Poor Brad.
So I saw you guys were talking about personal branding, and that's something that I work on with a lot of our salespeople here, and I thought I might contribute a few things to you guys. Do you have questions, or should I just launch into a tirade?
Well, what do you do as far as, what do people need to do to turn their personal brand into actual sales?
You know, Brad, what I would say to tie on to what Andy's saying, you know, you have done an extraordinary job, I think, in the industry of really carving out a brand for yourself. And clearly from what Andy just read, you know, in our news section, Boundless's sales are up. And I know you're not the only one at Boundless who has a personal brand. So I guess the question is, how have you cultivated your personal brand? And secondly, how has that translated to growing sales?
First of all, I think, you know, your personal brand doesn't need to be something that you manufacture. It's more kind of a natural extension of what you're already doing. You know, I started writing a blog a few years ago, and the reason was that my boss came to me and he said, I heard what you're saying to your customers in here. You should broadcast that. And I kind of resisted. I'm like, people don't want to hear that kind of stuff. But then I just did. I basically took the same things that I was saying and doing on a regular basis and exposed them to a wider audience, you know, and let people into my world a little bit and bring it out there. And as I do that, you know, focus on aspects of things that I do that have specific benefit to that audience or that they can relate to in some way. You know, so I didn't make anything up, I just exposed it.
And then what do you do to once you have that connection with an audience, to turn that into actual sales?
Well, I think there's a guy that commented, Eric Campbell, who I don't know, but I saw he commented on your question on Facebook
yep.
today. Michelle didn't see that. But he said, you know, you want to be known as a subject matter expert.
Right.
And I think that's right on. You know, if you can be known as a go-to type of a person for different kinds of questions. And it's interesting because, you know, in the last couple of years, as I've kind of gone down my path here, I do get calls about different kinds of things all the time. And that's what we encourage with our people as well. You really got to watch out for falling into the what does everybody else do trap, because you're never going to get known as an expert and you're never going to create any distinction if you're saying the same thing as everybody else. Hey, here's our new widget and it now costs this much.
Right.
That's not a personal brand. That's nothing. There's nothing that somebody can, you know, hang on to with that. It's, you know, it's not distinct.
Sure. Sure. And as far as what you do with your salespeople, is this something that you encourage them to do?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, if they can post items, and I'm a big proponent of LinkedIn, I think it's got a much more professional feel. But I think if they can post things that are relevant to their audience, and not just from a promotional products perspective, but relative to that industry that their client might be in a marketing sense, then their clients can start to see, hey, this person seems to know things. I think what we also want to do is we join groups, you know, and if you can join a group on LinkedIn that might be some industry that's outside the marketing industry, but you're able to bring them some level of perspective or knowledge about marketing for their industry specifically, that's a good way to expose your level of expertise.
Right. All right, Brad. Well, thanks very much for giving us some info and calling in this morning. And you can expect your package of finger puppets and other ASI radio swag later today coming in the mail.
I can't wait. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brad. All right. We're going to move to other callers now. We have on line 5, Karina. Karina, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. What's your question for the host?
Good. Well, I was at the ASI show in New York last week, and I saw the Cake Boss speak, which was great. And what really made an impression on me from him is the way he's leveraged his personality to get PR for himself and to set himself apart from his competition. And I was wondering how I could do something like that, even though I'm not a celebrity or in the spotlight like he is.
Do you bake?
get a TV show.
Maybe I could start.
Yeah, I mean, he did it. He's done it on a grand scale. He did have a great story. You know, I think you start small, like our previous caller was talking about, you know, and you build a brand by becoming a subject matter expert. That's how you start. You get onto to LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, and you kind of become that go-to person for information, not just from your customers, but also maybe for local media who are looking for marketing people to comment on certain stories or events that are happening in their area. You know, that's how you begin to build that personal brand.
You know, with Brad in particular, Brad White, who just called in, it was very much, I remember when he started, it was very much the domino effect. He started with a very small blog, and he got maybe 5,000 hits. And then the more people read it, the more he used social media to push it out. The more that happened, the more magazines in the industry started quoting him for articles. The more that happened, he was asked to speak at different shows. So because of all of that, but it started off with that very small idea of a blog and positioning himself as an expert. And his initial blogs, I mean, I remember reading them, were never about buy my product, here's my special, this is my sale. It was all about things going on with his life, and his dad was a salesman and his family. And he just, he kind of stayed away from the hard sell and just told these stories in his blog. And Moore gave, I would say, tutorial tips on how to be a good salesperson. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he's gotten to where he is. And I would say Brad has a fairly high profile because of that.
Right.
Yeah, Karina, go ahead, Joe.
I would say, and one of the things I think that Brad said that's very important is to be authentic. Be who you are. Do mm-hmm. not try to be someone else. Do not say, oh, you know, the cake boss, he's got such a wonderful personality. I should be like him. You can't be like him. You can only be who you are. So you have to be as authentic as possible.
Mm-hmm. There okay. you go. All right, Karina, hopefully that helps. And hang on yeah. the line for your Visa gift card and finger puppets and other ASI radio goodies.
Great, thanks.
All right, on line one we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing Stanley. Good. How's the weather out in California?
Well, it's really, really good. I just finished a 60-mile bike ride this morning, starting way early.
I'm sorry, did you say
what?
60 or 60 or 16?
660.
Stop.
Wait,
this morning?
You did yeah. that this morning?
Yeah, because in 2 weeks, I am rider number 2202 in the 8th lifecycle ride. This is my 10th year.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Congratulations, yeah. Stanley.
That's fantastic. All
yeah,
right, so maybe
I'll
that's...
I'll be riding my bike from San Francisco down to Los Angeles.
Oh, my
cool.
God.
It's south,
yeah.
so it's downhill.
Right? Yeah. Exactly, all downhill, right?
You get the ride back up.
You've just made Michelle and Kathy tired thinking about it.
Yeah, right. We'll be thinking yeah. about you, Stanley.
All right, Stanley, so is that how you're building your personal brand?
Well, you know, the things I do to build my personal brand are getting involved in the community. A business mentor of mine told me a long time ago that relevance is everything, that if we create ourselves to be relevant, that we will have a purpose and people will seek us out. Just like Brad was saying, if we try to just, you know, sell the pen at the lowest price, we're just in a commodity. My grandfather used to tell me, don't fly on a plane built by the lowest bidder. And I try to build my business that way and not just talk about price. Now, we all know price is king, so you have to bring other things to the table. So in my experience, I just try to get involved in the community, become relevant, do things that others aren't doing, give tips that others aren't giving. Cliff Quicksale always talks about, okay, you delivered your item. Now, have you shown them how they're going to distribute it? Have you given mm-hmm. them the hints and the clues on how they're going to make that promotion relative and really effective to what they're doing so that they can actually have measured results and then want to hire you again? So that's what I do out here. And one thing that I noticed just recently, we just signed up for this Pinterest, and it seems like it's almost like a photographic blog.
Mm-hmm.
And putting things up that may not have any direct bearing on selling an actual product, but have a direct bearing on how promotions are done or visual examples of street teams that invoke conversations and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, those are good tips, and I think that the idea of building your personal brand around ideas is something that people could take a lot of advice from. The whole point of not just playing in that price game, but giving ideas and giving people concepts that they can use. That's an important point.
Yeah.
All right, Stanley. Well, thanks very much for calling in. Good luck on your big bike ride.
Yeah, if you want to, I'll end up sending you guys a link, but if you go to ghostfamily.org, there'll be photos and pictures following the whole ride.
Very cool.
We'll tweet it out.
Very cool. We'll get the message out. All right, Stanley, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks,
okay, Stanley. We're going to pause to hear from, Joe, you have something to say?
No, go ahead.
We're going to pause to hear from one of our show sponsors today, AIA, but when we get back, we're going to talk about the biggest mistakes that leaders make.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we've had some fun so far today talking about how distributors can build their personal brand and use that to increase their sales. If you have any further questions or comments on that topic or anything else, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. For some reason, Kathy's laughing at me or something.
No,
that Joe's
I'm
laughing
doing at Joe's doodles.
But so, Kathy, we're going to put you on the spot now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to ask you, what are the biggest mistakes that leaders make that scare their employees to death?
Well, for one thing, you help them out by giving them solutions. I don't know why this scares people.
Wait, that's a mistake?
Yes, because...
Here we go again. I'm going to have to hate these tips.
No, listen. When you consistently tell people what to do instead of encouraging them to figure it out by themselves,
okay,
and come up with solutions,
all right,
you create a culture, mm-hmm, of order takers rather than innovators.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay, now do you agree?
Do
I don't want
themselves.
Anyone figuring things out on their own. I want to tell them what to do.
You know what? You and I are a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But we have to stop. Okay. Your meetings are heavy.
Stop the madness.
Your meetings are heavy on sharing and point proving and laid on promises and requests. So ideally, you should focus on only enough information sharing in order to solicit requests from people and solutions or promises from the other employees who can fulfill those needs. Okay. You give feedback to employees without first establishing rapport, because they're not going to trust your feedback if you don't have any kind of personal relationship with them, rapport started.
I'll buy that.
So phrases that help people feel safe and establish rapport. One would be, what if? When you use this preface to an idea or suggestion, you remove ego and reduce emotion. And it shows that you're curious in their opinion rather than forcing a position.
Michelle's rolling her eyes at that one.
I think I gave myself an aneurysm from that eye
roll. Why is that?
Because what saw the treating people with kid gloves?
Well,
what if you
think of this
from a leadership point of view. Actually, it's kind of creates a beneficial relationship for the leader and the employee, because you're saying, what if, you're making them think, you're making them come up with solutions, like the first point. Or when you say, I need your help, it makes them feel like an important part of the team. You know, like Melinda's always saying, mm-hmm, to everybody, I need your help.
In perpetuity. And
exactly. So she's a great leader. And would it be helpful if, of course, this is another thing where you're asking them, would it be helpful if we did it this way or whatever? You're getting their feedback on the process.
So it sounds like that's sort of another way to not dictate.
Exactly.
In other words.
Right. Don't be a dictator, Andy. That's the bottom line.
I try.
We will put these up on ASI Radio.
I was going to say, if I might use a soccer analogy, Michelle.
Oh,
let's do it.
You're the type of coach that stands on the sideline and screams at the players and tells them everything they should be doing.
Yes.
Rather than letting them figure it out on their own, because you learn more when you figure it out on your own. All you do when you have a coach like you is listen to what's being told. They can't work on their own. What happens when you're not there? There's no one to scream at them.
Well, but... To take the other side of that for a moment,
okay,
you also learn from doing things correctly. If you're doing things wrong and somebody's not fixing that, then that's not good
either.
Well,
that's different, but you should at least let them try and come up with their own solution first.
Sure.
And if they're sucking at it, then you have
right,
to tell
them. Right, but what if it's wrong?
We don't have time for that here.
I think there's a happy medium.
I
don't think you can just
move
let...
at such a quick pace.
Yeah,
I
we
have time
do.
For people to,
yeah,
to do that.
Well, then it's a way to ferret them out.
It is.
It should be a way to ferret them
it
out
is.
Then. If they can't keep up or they can't do it, well, then unfortunately, let's end the relationship now.
You're fired. Nice. Aww. Mina?
Oh, yeah. Mina finally came.
Step up to the plate
the
with
the
you're
months.
Fired sound.
Wait, can I just say, in Lifetime, Stanley just posted a comment on Facebook, and I can't believe I'm reading it on Facebook. Your show has great energy when we don't see eye to eye, when we debate each other.
Yes, no, I agree
well,
with that.
Well, we don't
that's
have to worry about that with Andy around.
Yeah, exactly. You got to inject some
that puppy's
some,
cute.
Some well. Negativity here. I do think, though, that there's a happy medium. You can't just let people do things completely on their own.
Well,
if
no.
they are left to their no. own devices, then it's not going to be exactly how a leader wants
no,
it.
No, the
chaos
you know?
Ensues.
So you have to...
they need direction, Jesus. But they also need to be able to have that time and the ability to do the work,
mm-hmm.
okay? And hopefully if you have an employee that has hit a wall or doesn't know what to do, how to go further, they come and ask for help or assistance.
Right.
Or ask for a little bit of guidance. But, you know, to sit there and you know, be a micromanager.
Yeah.
Right.
That sucks.
I agree with that.
I hate micromanagers.
Okay. As Kathy
hint,
says,
hint.
That sucks. All right, on that note, we're going to pause to hear from our second show sponsor today, which is ASI Computer. But when we get back, we're going to talk about some more company culture things that might be going wrong.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show where we've had a whole too much fun. We've just had too much fun here this morning, right, Kathy? Talking about personal branding and the rest, except for Kathy Houston. The rest of us are having a whole load of fun. Kathy is just, you know, being her cantankerous self. We're happy to have you here.
I call her vivacious. All right. I call her cantankerous.
Michelle, we were talking about where company leaders go wrong. Yeah. Now company culture. Some people might think that they have a great company culture, but maybe it actually isn't working so good. So what do you know?
Do you guys know the phrase productivity porn?
No.
No.
Let me explain to you.
But I'm interested.
Productivity porn is. This writer has coined this. I'm sure it's not his invention. But it's companies that get so enamored with having the ping pong tables, the foosball tables, one might say, the dogs in the office, the cocktails, the games, all of this stuff that's like breeds a cool, like Google-esque corporate culture, that they forget about actually doing the work that needs to be done.
Okay.
So just some tips for companies that say that they might want to, you know, focus on the real job. When you start getting mired down in cool slang that only your company knows, pluses and deltas, one might say.
Ugh.
That no one else outside of that company knows, that means you're too insular, that you're focused too much on what makes your company cool. So you want to, you know, make sure that you don't get involved in that so much. For example, is your company vocabulary esoteric and self-referential?
I would bet that there are a lot of companies that would fall under that category, actually. Not necessarily to their detriment, but they have their own language, you know, and that they know what they know about each other.
How does that help them interacting outside of the company?
It might not. That's a good point.
Here's an interesting one, I thought, that your CEO is viewed as so cool, so quirky, so innovative, so maverick that he's on the speaking circuit. Is he actually running the company?
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to be a CEO on the speaking circuit unless you have a strong COO or a strong chief revenue officer to be out there full time as kind of like a brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of the guy from Zappos. I mean, he speaks, but he's not out there so much. Marissa Mayer, Sheryl Sandberg is out there right now a lot. And I just read a comment from her that has become a real challenge for her with her book, Lean In, that all the press she's had to do for that. But she's still the CEO of a functioning company that she's got to be responsible for. So, you know, don't get so enamored and so in love with the fact of making sure your company's cool that your business actually suffers because of it. And we'll post the rest of these online.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Well, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment our wonderful show, and that is our favorite thing. So, Kathy, why don't you lead us off?
All right. Well, if you're looking for promotion for medical-themed, you know, events or whatever, Primeline
or whatever?
Well, medical theme or healthcare related. Primeline ASI 79530 offers a Dr. Tote and Flexi Bottle combo, and it's really cute because the tote bag looks like, you know, like it's dressed in scrubs with a stethoscope, and the bottle looks like a little doctor too, so it's a cute kit, so check it out.
Very nice. Okay, you can check out that and all the other products online right now at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, you go.
You go. All right. I have the Card Ninja. This is from Card Ninja, ASI 95026. You can find them online at www.cardninja.com. Brand new to the industry. They've been around for just 3 whole weeks. What it is, you affix it to the back of your cell phone. You can put it on your iPad, any other tablet, and it will hold up to 8 credit cards securely. So you can put your credit cards in there. You can put your ID in there, your hotel key when you're out traveling. You put your money in there. And you can leave the wallet at home. So you have this in your front pocket. It's always there. Everything is in one spot. So it's a great gift item for people who sell cell phones and tablets. And it's also a great employee appreciation gift.
Very cool. That was a cool product that was being shown last week at ASI New York.
It was the hit of the show.
As Joe says, the hit of the show. Michelle, you're up.
Okay, so who here works out while they're traveling at trade shows?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
So from our friends at Jetline at ASI 63344, which is jetlinepromo.com, they have these hand weights, but they're also – so they're shaped like hand weights, but they're water bottles. So you fill them with water, and that distributes the weight that you need to use to exercise.
Oh.
But you can also use it as a water bottle.
I saw that on Carol's desk last week, and we were wondering what it was.
Really? On Carol's? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And now you know. All right, as I said, you can check out that and all other show resources at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but join us again next week, same time, same place, when we'll give a preview of the Counselor State of the Industry Report. Have a great week, everybody.